From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russia says it will temporarily cease military operations in the battered Syrian city of Aleppo for 3 hours starting Thursday to allow humanitarian aid to be brought in, but media reports say the fighting continues. The special advisor to the UN Special Envoy to Syria, Jan Egelin, says they are waiting for a safe passage to deliver the badly needed supplies.
It is heart-wrenching for thousands of humanitarian workers in and around Syria to not be able, allowed by the fighting and by the parties, to come to the rescue as a lifeline to these millions of people.
Attacks this week have severely damaged Aleppo's electric and water infrastructure, while the main supply routes to both the eastern and western parts of the city have been cut in recent weeks, making an already severe humanitarian situation much worse. Turkey carried out deadly airstrikes against Kurdish rebel targets in northern Iraq and raided pro-Kurdish political offices in Istanbul after deadly bombings blamed on the rebels hit southeastern Turkey. Turkey often conducts similar airstrikes as part of its campaign against members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, which has waged a decades-long insurgency. And voters in Zambia are choosing a new president and lawmakers on Thursday. The frontrunners are incumbent Edgar Lungwa of the ruling Patriotic Front and his main rival Hakainde Hichilema of the United Party for National Development. If neither candidate wins a simple majority, there will be a second round of voting. At least 3 people have been killed in pre-election violence in Zambia. This is VOA News. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has escalated his criticism of President Barack Obama's policies in Iraq and Syria, saying the president and his rival, Hillary Clinton, the Democratic presidential nominee, have close ties to the Islamic State group.
ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. I would say the co-founder would be crooked Hillary Clinton.
When asked about the comments Thursday morning on the cable news network CNBC, Trump reiterated his claim and then appeared to relate it to his previous opposition to the war in Iraq. Trump's controversial statements and blunt attacks on his political opponents have divided the Republican Party, with some leading party members denouncing his candidacy and calling him unfit to lead. Clinton has also been dogged by controversy. Trump says new emails released by the conservative Judicial Watch prove contributors to a charitable foundation she started with her husband, former President Bill Clinton, got special access to the State Department during her tenure, something the Clinton campaign denies. The top U.S. commander of the coalition fighting the Islamic State said Wednesday the jihadist insurgency has suffered severe losses in the past year in Iraq and Syria. Lieutenant General Sean McFarland said tens of thousands of enemy fighters had been removed from the battlefield.
And whatever the true number of enemy casualties may be, there's no question that our strikes have enabled the liberation of more than 25,000 total square kilometers from Daesh. That's nearly half of what the enemy once controlled in Iraq and 20% of what they once controlled in Syria.
McFarland said that leaves ISIS with an effective fighting force of as few as 15,000. He said both the quality and number of fighters has dwindled, with recent recruits often unwilling to fight and poorly trained. But he said they remain a threat, especially as they resort to suicide attacks. Australia has blocked the potential multi-billion-dollar sale of the country's biggest electric network to 2 Chinese companies, citing national security reasons. The sale would have earned the New South Wales government at least $7.6 billion. Australia's treasurer say the 2 companies have until next Thursday to appeal his decision. Australia's recent decision to sell the Port of Darwin to a Chinese company sparked a strong backlash over the sale of vital infrastructure projects to foreign countries. And U.S. swimming phenom Michael Phelps, looking for his 4th gold medal in Rio when he goes into action tonight. He has 22 medals for his career. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.